Lesson 71, John Chapter 11. Introduction. Mary and Martha sent word to Jesus that their brother Lazarus was sick. Jesus delayed his journey and arrived 4 days after Lazarus had died. With love and compassion, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. This dramatic display of divine power emphasized that Jesus was the chosen Messiah and had power over death. After learning of this miracle, the chief priests and Pharisees plotted to kill Jesus and Lazarus. Suggestions for teaching. John chapter 11 verses 1 through 46. Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. Provide each student with a small piece of paper. Invite students to write on the paper a trial that they or someone they know has experienced. As students write, inform them that what they write will be shared anonymously with the class, so they should not write their names on their papers. Gather the papers and read aloud some of the trials. To avoid the possibility of students being identified with certain trials, if you have only a few students, ask students to list several trials that they have seen others experience. What are some ways people's faith in Jesus Christ may be affected as they experience trials? Invite students to look for truths as they study John 11 that can help us increase our faith in Jesus Christ as we experience trials. Note: reading long scripture passages in class. When asking students to read long scripture passages, consider inviting one student to read one verse and then asking that student to call on another student to read the following verse. This activity can continue throughout the lesson. Be careful not to embarrass those who do not read well or who are very shy. Students who prefer not to read aloud should not be forced to do so. Invite a student to read John 11 verses 1 through 3 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for a trial some friends of Jesus experienced. According to verse 1, what trial did Lazarus experience? How might this also have been a trial for Mary and Martha? What did Mary and Martha do because of Lazarus' sickness? What does this response indicate about them? Point out that Jesus was in Bethabara of Perea, which was approximately a day's journey from Bethany. Therefore, it would have taken at least one day for a person to bring this message to Jesus, and another day for Jesus to travel to Bethany. Invite a student to read John 11, 4 through 7 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the way Jesus responded after hearing of Lazarus' sickness. Knowing that Jesus loved Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, what might the disciples have expected Jesus to do once he heard of Lazarus' sickness? Immediately travel to Bethany and heal Lazarus, or perhaps speak and heal him from a distance, as Jesus had done for the nobleman's son. What did Jesus do instead? According to verse 4, what did Jesus say would be accomplished through Lazarus' sickness? Remind students that Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem in the land of Judea. Summarize John 11:8 through 10 by explaining that some of the disciples advised Jesus not to return to Judea, because the Jewish leaders in that region sought to kill him. See John 10:31 through 39 and Joseph Smith translation John 11:16. In John 11:16 footnote A. Jesus responded by indicating that he would use the time remaining in his life to do his work without faltering. Invite a student to read John 11:11 through 15 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Jesus said about Lazarus' condition. What did the disciples mistakenly believe Jesus said about Lazarus' condition? According to verse 15, why was Jesus glad he was not there to heal Lazarus of his sickness? Invite students to consider marking the statement, "To the intent ye may believe," in their scriptures. Point out that the Savior indicated that what he would do in Bethany would help his disciples increase their faith in him. Summarize John 11:16 by explaining that the Apostle Thomas encouraged his fellow disciples to join him in going with Jesus to Judea, even if it meant dying with him. Invite students to read John 11:17 silently, looking for how long Lazarus had been dead by the time Jesus arrived in Bethany. Ask students to report what they find. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Bruce R. McConkie of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Ask the class to listen for the significance of Lazarus having been dead for 4 days. Quote, "Decomposition was well underway. Death had long since been established as an absolute certainty. To the Jews, the term of 4 days had special significance. It was the popular belief among them that by the 4th day, the spirit had finally and irrevocably departed from the vicinity of the corpse." End quote. From Doctrinal New Testament Commentary, Volume 1, page 533. To the Jews, what was the significance of a person being dead for 4 days? If you were Martha or Mary, what might have you been thinking or feeling when Jesus didn't arrive until Lazarus had been dead for 4 days? Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from John 11:18 through 27. Ask the class to look for what Martha said to Jesus regarding this trial. Instead of asking students to read, you could show them the depiction of this conversation between the Savior and Martha in the video "Lazarus is Raised from the Dead" from the Life of Jesus Christ Bible Videos. This video is available on LDS.org. Which statements in verses 21 through 27 indicate that Martha chose to exercise faith in Jesus during this trial? If you showed the video, you may want to give students 1 minute to review these verses. Which of Martha's statements impresses you the most? Why? What can we learn from Martha's example about what we can do during trials we experience? Students may identify a principle such as the following. We can choose to exercise faith in Jesus Christ during our trials. Direct students' attention to John 11:25 through 26. Explain that the phrase "never die" in John 11:26 refers to the second or spiritual death, or separation from the presence and kingdom of God. What truths do we learn from the Savior's statement to Martha? Students may identify truths such as the following. Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. If we believe in Jesus Christ, we can obtain eternal life. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from John 11:28 through 36. Ask the class to look for what Mary said to Jesus and how he responded. You may need to explain that "groan" in these verses means to grieve or be distressed. Instead of having students read, you could show the depiction of these verses in the video "Lazarus is Raised from the Dead." How does Mary's statement in verse 32 reflect her faith in the Savior? How did Jesus respond when he saw the weeping of Mary and of those with her? Why do you think Jesus wept? Invite students to read John 11:37 silently, looking for what some people wondered regarding what Jesus could have done for Lazarus. Ask students to report what they find. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from John 11:38 through 46. Ask the class to look for what the Savior did next. Instead of having students read, you could show the depiction of these verses in the video "Lazarus is Raised from the Dead." In verse 40, what did Jesus remind Martha of after she questioned removing the stone covering Lazarus' grave? How was this promise fulfilled? You may need to explain that Lazarus was not resurrected from the dead and was not immortal. His spirit body was brought back to his physical body, but his physical body was still mortal. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Bruce R. McConkie. Ask the class to listen for an important purpose the Savior accomplished through raising Lazarus from the dead. Quote, "He was setting the stage so as to dramatize for all time one of his greatest teachings, that he was the resurrection and the life, that immortality and eternal life came by him, and that those who believed and obeyed his words should never die spiritually. End quote. From Doctrinal New Testament Commentary, Volume 1, page 531. How did this miracle foreshadow the Savior's resurrection? How did this miracle manifest his power to provide immortality and eternal life? How can we be blessed by understanding the Savior's power to provide immortality and eternal life? Remind the class that Martha and Mary initially demonstrated faith in Jesus Christ by sending for him when Lazarus was sick, and continued to believe and trust in him even after Lazarus died. Write the following incomplete statement on the board. If we choose to exercise faith in Jesus Christ during our trials, then blank. How would you complete this principle based on what we have learned from John 11? After students respond, complete the statement on the board so that it reads as follows. If we choose to exercise faith in Jesus Christ during our trials, then our faith in him will be confirmed and deepened. Remind students that some people wondered if Jesus could have prevented Lazarus from dying. Yet Jesus waited to arrive in Bethany until Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. How might bringing Lazarus back to life after he had been dead for 4 days have confirmed and deepened Jesus' disciples and Martha and Mary's faith in the Savior? In raising Lazarus from the dead after 4 days, Jesus showed that he has power over death in a way that Jews could not deny or misinterpret. When have you chosen to exercise faith in Jesus Christ during a trial and had your faith in him confirmed or deepened as a result? Invite students to write in their class notebooks or scripture study journals what they will do to help themselves choose to exercise faith in Jesus Christ during trials they are experiencing or may experience. John chapter 11, verses 47 through 57. The chief priests and Pharisees counsel together to kill Jesus. Invite a student to read John 11, 47 through 48 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the way the chief priests and Pharisees responded to reports of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. Ask students to report what they find. Summarize John 11, 49 through 57 by explaining that Caiaphas, the high priest, advocated that Jesus should be killed to prevent their nation's destruction by the Romans. He also unwittingly prophesied of the effects the death of Jesus would have on God's children. The Jewish leaders determined to put Jesus to death and commanded that those knowing of his whereabouts should notify them so he could be taken. Conclude by testifying of the truths discussed in this lesson.